answer prayers. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know me, I'm a worshiper. So when I'm saying praise the Lord, it's not to get our attention. So praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Okay, that's better. Hallelujah. Sorry, I think the place is warm. You know, I'm a black white man. So myself, I'm feeling really, really warm, you know, even in this place. But I just bear with us. And hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, the Lord gave us a word that's going to 2 weeks now, that he wants to honor us even at this time. And I trust him because whenever he speaks, he's a record keeper. God is not a record breaker in the negative way. He breaks record for you if you are trying to get something and it's looking difficult. God can help you break that record. But when it comes to good thing, when it comes to wonderful thing, to make promise and to keep it, then God is very good with keeping such record. And I want to announce to you today that everything you are trusting God for, God will honor you with answers. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I say God will honor you with answers in the name of Jesus. There's a way your name will be mentioned in a place and honor will follow. The way you will appear in a place and honor will follow. Now it's because the honor of God is upon you. And so when you step into any place, even when people are saying there's a casting down for you, it will always be a lifting. It will always be a lifting. And you need to begin to know and understand who you are. Complaining in a place, you don't have to join them. People are saying there is nothing in a place. You don't have to say there's nothing. God was speaking to Abraham. He said, as far as you can see. So only you can be the limitation to yourself. Praise the Lord. I said, only you can limit yourself. Because God has given you all that pertain to life and godliness. He's given everything to you. So it's left for you. And that's why God gave us our brains so we can think, so we can put things to work. Praise the Lord. It's just like somebody is asking the Holy Spirit, should I eat? No, that would be, I don't know if the Holy Spirit will answer to such a person that question. If you should eat, God has given us our brain to be able to think, to reason. Hallelujah. So I've been talking about God has not released me to leave verse 4 of the scripture that God has given us this year. I'm actually in a way in a hurry to move into the next verse because that, in fact, tallies directly with the word that God sent to us in this season. Verse 5 of Psalm 23 says, God, people before you, where people are saying that nothing works here, God can prepare a table for you in a desert place. So it doesn't have to be enemy. You know, we have never preached about enemy in this church. Because people just need to have some basic understandings. Praise God. Praise the Lord. I was talking to someone just on the light time. I was talking with someone on the phone yesterday. I said, you know, there are some of these people that are claiming to be your enemy. If they taste good life, they will stop being enemy. Praise the Lord. When somebody does not have joy, when somebody is struggling, it will last time to be enemy to people. But when God blesses someone, and the blessing is even too much for you to be able to carry, you won't have time to do wickedness to another person. No, you won't have the time. Praise the Lord. So thy rod and staff, 3. We've done 1, we've done 2, but God still wants us to do this one. So when God speaks, whenever God speaks, he speaks because he has concluded it. He speaks because he has done it already. But remember the book of Hebrews chapter 4, I think verse 2 or 3 there. The Bible says that the same word that we heard that profited us did not profit them. Why? Because it did not mix with faith in their heart. So whenever God gives a declaration or gives a word, you have a duty to play in the word that God has sent forth. You have a duty to play by believing it. You can also choose to struggle. It's your choice. You can also choose to struggle. But one thing I know is that I've never seen anybody. The Bible says that the path of the righteous shines brighter and brighter unto what? Unto the perfect day. I've never seen somebody that follows God and struggle. No, you can't. The only thing is that God wants you to take some step at a particular point in time that you have to take. That's where your struggle is. But not that you struggle with the basic things of life. It's not possible. So we have an understanding already based on the previous teachings that the rod and staff of God, I divided them into three. First is the written word of God. Remember how Paul was admonishing Timothy that he should remember that the word of God are for to build you up, to, for reproof, for correction, for direction. Hallelujah. Then we also know that the rod and staff of God can also be prophecy. The prophecies that have gone ahead of you. And we also know last week, as we checked last week, that the rod of God, the Holy Spirit, can also be the rod of God. Because Jesus Christ talked about the Holy Spirit in John chapter 16 from verse 12. He said that when the Spirit will come, he will teach you all things. He will guide you into all truth. In fact, he said there are some things he would have loved to tell us at the time, but the people then did not have the capacity to carry those things. So he needed to send the Spirit of God, because the rod and staff have told us God does not carry stick and wood all around to say, yes, don't go there, don't go. No, he uses his word, his written word, to direct us, to guide us, to protect us against danger, to reprove us when we're going into error. That's what the written word does. And it can also be prophecy, the words that have gone ahead of you, and then the Holy Spirit. Now, one thing about prophecy especially is this. Both the word of God, prophecy is actually the word of God, spoken word of God by the Spirit of God. That's prophecy. So that's why I don't listen to anybody. Anybody cannot just prophesy over my life, because I want to see how much is that person embedded in the word of God first. Because whatever prophecy we are hearing, they must be in line with the word of God. They must be in line with the word of God. Just like somebody cannot just tell you that something bad will happen to you. No, that's not the plan of God for us. But if you are not careful, you can just accept that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So you get to a point that you study the word. I'll just talk a bit about prophecy. I'm not sure if I'll really stay with my notes, but I pray that God will help me. You stay so much with the word of God. I want to just say this, maybe because of somebody this morning. Prophecy can also be in this way, that you are studying the word of God, and by the help of the Holy Spirit, something jumps at you from that word you have studied. That's what we call Rhema. Rhema comes from the Logos by the Spirit. Hallelujah. The Logos is the written word of God. Rhema is the prophecy, the prophetic that you are able to get out of the Logos. And it can only be done by the what? By the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. So we just need to be very, very careful, because I told us about familiar spirits. We need to be very careful. Mark chapter 5. Let's quickly look at this scripture. Mark chapter 5. Let's look at it from... I'm trying to use my note this morning, but of course, I'm not able to use it at this time. So just flow with me, technical. Mark chapter 5. Let us look at it from verse 2. I'll quickly read from here. You can display it. And when he had come out of the boat, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit. Mark that. A man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no one could bind him, not even with chains, because he had often been bound with shackles and chains, and the chains had been pulled apart by him, and the shackles broken in pieces. Neither could anyone tame him. I'm going to verse 6 now. When he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and worshipped him, and he cried out with a loud voice and said, "What have I to do with you, Jesus, the Son of the Most High God?" Was he telling the truth or was he lying? He was telling the truth. By which spirit? Unclean spirit, familiar spirit. He was telling the truth by familiar spirit. He was telling the truth by familiar spirit. Hallelujah. So we really need to be very, very careful. It's not everybody that wants to prophesy to you that you listen to. You need to check the circumstances around such person. You need to check the circumstances around the situation even. So you don't just listen to any prophecy. Because it's not every prophecy that is coming from the throne of God. Yes, it is true that God speaks to every of his creation. You know, but you get to a level that your relationship with God determines what you now hear. Hallelujah. The general love is for God so loved the world. God is speaking to everybody. People can dream and all of that, but you get to a certain time that if you are not in line or submitted to Jesus, then the enemy enters into that thing and begin to speak to you. I pray that that will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So this morning, quickly, do you also know that God can decide to hide some things from you? It's not everything that God speaks to you. If God tells every man on the surface of the earth everything, the whole world will be in chaos by now. Because some people will not even worship God again. They will just be worshiping men. They said, just go to that man. He will tell you everything. Hallelujah. So there's no glory be to God for all the fathers of faith and the people that are still laboring in faith. But still, God does not tell a man like this everything. No. Second Kings chapter 4. 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 27. The Bible says, now when she came to the man of God at the hill, she caught him by the feet, but Gehazi came near to push her away. But the man of God said, let her alone, for her soul is in deep distress, and the Lord has hidden it from me and has not told me. This was the same man that When the Assyrians wanted to come and fight against Israel, one of the king's servants said, the things you, king, the things that you are doing in your chambers, that man of God knows about everything. The same man God was telling, I mean, he himself was saying that this particular one, God didn't tell me. God did not tell me. So don't expect to hear every time about maybe your situation, about everything. Sometimes God wants to teach you some things. So when you think you are not hearing God and you think that everything is all right, continue to follow God and wait for his instruction. Don't look for alternative. Because that is where that's where we have issues. Because we think we have been suffering so long in a particular situation, or because we have been in a particular situation for too long, and maybe because God is not speaking. So God wants to use your situation to teach you something. So don't be too quick to look for alternative out of your situation. Because if you are not careful, you can enter into wrong hands. May you not enter into wrong hands in Jesus' name. So God can decide not to tell you everything. In fact, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, I think verse 9, the Bible says, for we know in part and we prophesy in part. So one person cannot know it all. It's not possible. One person cannot know it all. So, like I said last week, when you think you are hearing anything, you have to always check. Your litmus is the word of God. Because anything you are hearing must be in consonance with the principles of God. And whatever is in consonance with the principles of God must be in consonance with the word of God. So, if you are hearing anything, then it must be in line with the word of God. With the word of God. So I'll just talk about three quick points this morning. Anytime you hear something or you are hearing something, don't forget what we're talking about. We're talking about the rod and the staff of God. They guide, they protect, they reprove, they correct. So whenever you are hearing something, number one, the word of God is your litmus test. The word of God is your litmus test for what you're hearing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The word of God is your litmus test. Let's look at Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4, quickly. Luke chapter 4 from verse 3. Luke chapter 4. And the devil said to him, if you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread. Next verse. But Jesus answered him, saying what? It is written. So if you see any word of God that is running away from the scripture, like I told us last week, all those people prophesying, just doing service, no word of God, no nothing, no preaching, please run away from such people. delete such things from your playlist or whatever suggestion you're having on YouTube. There's no God in it. There's no God. This was God Almighty himself in the form of Jesus here speaking. He said, it is written. So if you are hearing anything, you have to check. And that means that you also have to be a man, a woman of the word. Because how do you even check what you are hearing with what you don't know? How do you check what you are hearing with what you don't know? And familiar spirit would start by telling you the truth. It will start by telling you the truth. We can read it on and on and on and on. And like I've always said this as well, if you get to, I think, verse 13. Can you hear me put it at verse 13? The same scripture. Now, when the devil had ended every temptation, it departed from him until an opportune time. There will always be a time of test from the devil. There will always be a time of test. So your time of test could be your delay time to search for a job. It will come in different form to everybody, to different persons. That's why I always tell us that don't use one person's situation to judge your own. Don't. I can tell you, I lay down in my room, and then that's how I saw God. It does not mean that's how you will see God. Doesn't mean that's how you see God. You know, I told us this last week. People do a lot of things to, you know, gain viewers on YouTube, because YouTube pays. If you have a very good business, do YouTube business. So it pays a lot. You know, you can be cooking your house and be showing it on YouTube. People will like it. And they don't just like it. They are paying you. YouTube is sending you money. There's a lot of money in, you know, I think the Gen Zs, they know more about all these things. They are making a lot of money online. A lot of money. You sit at the comfort of your home and you are making money. But when it comes to the word of God, don't go for what is not real. Don't. Don't go for what is not real. Don't go for what is not real. All the formula you need, they are in the word of God. My own formula will not be your formula. It won't be your formula. Two. And I've said this before. Don't believe every spirit, no matter how true or convincing they sound. 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. Don't forget, we're talking about the rod and the staff of God. They guide, they protect, they reproof, they correct. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God. Because many, he didn't say few. He didn't say some. Many false prophets have gone out into the world. Somebody come on the altar and said, I know what you are wearing inside is color yellow. What does that have to do with your life? What does that have to do with you? Somebody comes online and says, I know the name of your street. So, how does that help? How does God help you with that? Test every spirit. The word of God edifies. The word of God does not put you in fear. So the prophecy you are hearing already, you see all those drama they do on YouTube and TV and different places, they show them. Somebody's already shaking because one man of God. No, that's not God. The word of God does not come with fear. No. It edifies your spirit. When God is speaking to you, when you are hearing a word of prophecy, immediately your spirit is edified. It's not to put you in fear. So test every spirit. Verse 5 of that same place. Verse 5. 1 John 4, 5. They are of the world. Therefore, they speak as of the world. Every time, what are they always talking about? Material things at the end of the day. That's what they are talking about. Material things. And the world hears them. So that thing, those things they are saying will favor those without the word. They will like it. They will rush after it. They will rush after it. And like in Mark chapter 5, it could just be a familiar spirit, actually speaking. It could be a familiar spirit. You always have to check the circumstances. The third point this morning. The only way for you to be able to know this, apart from, you know, being embedded in the word of God, which is even part of what I want to say now, is for you yourself to be filled with this word. It's for you yourself, and this way I'll be concluding this series. is for you yourself to be filled with the Spirit of God. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18 says, don't be filled with wine, but be filled with the Spirit of God. And how can you be filled with the Spirit of God? It is through the Word of God. I can know the Word of God so much to the point that I'm just saying it and all of that. You know, some people have told me before, Pastor, we like the way you're always on point and things like that. No, I took my time to study. That's how I'm able to quote scriptures. But you know, no matter how much I quote scripture and God is speaking through me, my own can't be your own. It's me. That's me. I work to get to that point. You have to do your own. You have to do your own. So to be filled with the Spirit of God, you need the Word of God, because the Word of God is the food of the Spirit. We talked about this last week. The Word of God is the food of the Spirit. In fact, the Word of God is the leading light for the Spirit. John 6:63 said, the word that I speak to you, they are what? They are spirits and life. They are spirit and life. So if you want the... So that's why I tell us that there is no way somebody can be ministering from the Spirit of God and the person is lacking in the Word of God. It's not possible. It's not possible. Acts 20:32. So now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace. Can we read this together from the screen, everybody? Let's read together. I want to go. Mm-hmm. Which is able to build you up. So, what will build you up? Come on now. What will build you up? The word of grace, the word of God. That's what will build you up. It's not the prophecy I give to you. It's not by me coming and say, oh, hey, the Lord said. That's not what will build you up. That's not what will build you up. The word of grace is the one that will build you up. And let me tell you why it is very important for you to really be filled with the Spirit almost every second of your life. Let me show you something. Luke chapter 11, verse 24. Luke chapter 11, verse 24. Luke 11, 24. When the Spirit goes out of a man, it may not be an unclean spirit. When God honors a man, when a man has been healed, when a man has been blessed, when a man has just received victory, it could be anything. He goes through dry places, seeking rest and finding none. He says, I will return to my house from which I came. May evil not return to us in Jesus' name. The next verse. And when he comes, he finds it swept and put in order. Why will evil spirits find a place? This rest and in order that they are saying is what favors the evil spirits. If you read ahead, if you go on, we are going to go on, of course. He finds that, then he goes and takes with him seven other spirits, more wicked. Permit me, English people, wickeder spirits. Praise God. Wickeder or wickedest. He goes and brings more wicked than himself, and they enter and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. May that not be our portion in the name of Jesus. So, when God has done something for you, you need something to carry it. Whatever grace God has given to you, whatever blessing God has given to you, whatever honor God has given to you, you need something to carry it. What do you need? You need the Spirit of God. How are you filled with the Spirit of God every time? The Word of God. The Word of God. The Word of God. I commend you to the Word of grace, which is able to build you up so you can have inheritance in the saints. It's the Word of God that can build you up. It's not your coming to church. You can come to church, and church is not in you. It's not you about, pastor. No, that does not do anything for anybody. What builds you up? The Word of grace. That's what builds you up. That's what builds you up. To the point that you can have, so that you can sustain, you can build on and grow in what God is doing for you. It's not the plan of God that you rise today and fall tomorrow. No. If somebody is rising and falling, check their life. That life does not, it lacks the Spirit of God. Anybody that walks with God, it progresses. You can never be where you were yesterday, today. It's not possible. Whatever is taking you like this, or struggling, the word of God is lacking in that life. Life is not built up. Verse 27 of this same scripture. Verse 27. And it happened as he spoke these things, that certain woman from the crowd raised her voice and said to him, blessed is the womb that bore you and the breast which nursed you. 28. But he said, more than that, blessed are those who does what? Everything about the kingdom centers around the word. Your healing is in the word. Your breakthrough is in the word. Your financial prosperity is in the word. What you need to do part time, every step of the way, is in the word. It's in the word. Let's rest our feet.